Have you ever experienced that after finishing a great proposal that you've spent countless hours doing, only to find that your boss sent it back for major revision? What the?
Let's find that big idea you thought moments with Tony Lizard. That's fresh.
Yeah, what a bummer. Especially for the young ones. Hello, hello. This is Tony Lizard once again. And for today, we will be discussing about the nuances of workplace dynamics and navigate the complexities of professional relationships. Yes, that is receiving feedback from your boss. You see, it's understandable to be discouraged, even frustrated, when your work is met with criticism. But before letting those negative emotions take hold, remember that feedback, especially from your boss, that is a valuable gift. It is an opportunity for growth, improvement, and personal development. So why did I say that? You see, most professional businesses is all about productivity. And I'm pretty sure that most managers doesn't want revisions whatsoever. Yes, they want it really perfect. When your boss asks you to redo a project, it is not a reflection of their doubt in your abilities or an attempt to undermine your confidence. Instead, see it as a sign of their belief in your potential and their commitment to your success. They're also investing in your growth by providing you with the opportunity to refine your skills and deliver a better outcome. So yeah, instead of viewing feedbacks as a personal attack, just embrace it as a learning opportunity. So take a step back, analyze your work critically, and identify the areas for improvement. If there's an opportunity, engage in an open communication with your boss to seek clarification and understanding of their expectation. Now, this process of reflection and refinement extends beyond appeasing your boss. You see, it's all about becoming a better professional. It's all about developing the ability to take constructive criticism. Yes, this ability to learn and grow extends far beyond the confines of our workplace. It is an invaluable skill in any field, especially in today's rapidly evolving world. In marketing, customer feedback is very, very important. You see, it is the lifeblood of innovation and improvement. Yes, customer feedback is the voice of the people you're trying to serve, providing insights into their needs, desires, and pain points. So to simplify, it is just like your digital analytics. It's looking for measurements for improvement. So just like feedback from your boss, customer feedback can sometimes be challenging to hear. It may highlight flaws in our products or services, or it may indicate areas where we've missed the mark in meeting expectations. But just as you wouldn't ignore your boss's feedback, you shouldn't ignore customer feedback. Instead, view it as an opportunity to learn, adapt, and improve our offerings. So by listening actively to your customers and understanding their perspectives and using their feedback to refine your products or service, remember, customer feedback is not a judgment. It is a gift that is an opportunity for you to connect with your customers, understand their needs, and build stronger relationships. And those strong relationships are the foundation of long-term success. So yeah, this is Tony Lizard saying, keep on learning.
You thought moments with Tony Lizard.
Have you ever heard of mouthwash?
You shut up.